Thank you for tuning in to the Cerrito House of Worship. It is our hope and belief that God will speak to you through His Word today. He is able to do far more than you could ask or even imagine.
You know, I was telling my dad this morning about a song that I was listening to, but, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for, be grateful for, to worship God for on a regular basis. You know, there's this song that I was listening to is called At the Altar. And in it, what caught my attention is that it says that nothing is wasted when you lay it all at the altar. We can think that we're a mess, a dumpster fire of sorts. But when we allow ourselves to be a sacrifice, every situation, a sacrifice at the altar of what God's doing in our lives, just worshiping, praising, going after Him, it's not a dumpster fire, right? It's a working in everything that He's doing. It's a blessing. It really is. So regardless of where you're at, what you're going through, whether it's your highest of highs or what you may feel is your low valley right now, worship through it all, because you are made to worship. And when you worship in the midst of everything that's going on, it is a sacrifice that He sees, and it's never, ever wasted. You know, and don't sit, because we're not, let's stay in the flow of where you're at, okay? This is going to be really quick. When I was young, I remember watching people jump around and being like, oh, that's cool. You do you, you know? Can I tell you, though, that the first time that I actually let go and just let God take over, it really is a freedom. And you know, sometimes when we encourage your worship, it's because we're encouraging you to not be shy or allowing what others around you might think to dictate what you do, but allowing you to find that when you only look at the Father for what you need, there's a freedom in it. See, when you only go after God with all of your heart, there's a freedom in it, and it is worship. See, don't worship according to what you think or what you need something to be. Worship because it's what's coming from your heart, because it's what you want to give, because it's what you want to flow out, because it's what you're giving as a gift to Him in everything.
Okay, so this song is so much where I'm at right now. I am praising God. I am praising God for all that He has given me. He's giving me a good husband. He's giving me good children. He's giving me good friends, brothers and sisters in the Lord. We have a lot to be thankful for. And I am so thankful for this church and pastors here. And this is a family. This is not a church. This is a family. We support each other. We love each other. We're there for each other. And my testimony right now is the faithfulness of God. I'm going to try to hold it together. So for months now, ever since March, I've been estranged from my daughters, not on my choice, but their choice. And Friday, I had a miracle. My daughter was in deepest need as her father had passed away. But she allowed me to come and be mom. And this is all God into His glory. I was able to hold her in my arms and love her. And she accepted my love as her mom. In the midst of the hardest situation that she was going through, she could have rejected me. She could have said, I don't need you. But no, she said, I need you, Mom. This is praising God. And I praise Him this morning because this is a miracle that only God could have done. And I was also able to talk to a second daughter and give her my love. And she said, thank you, Mom. And she said, I love you. When I said I love you to her, I had not been receiving that for months. That's another miracle from God. So this is an encouragement to you. We serve a faithful God. He answers prayers, ones that we think how could that possibly be? How could that ever happen? He's a God of all things possible. He is El Shaddai. And I give Him praise right now for these miracles. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Yes, I too have a lot to be thankful for. When I returned from Texas, I came and started applying for jobs, and I was getting nothing. And it was like the Lord showed me in the parables about the fishing, you know, and I'm fishing in this pond, and then I see one bite, and I go there, and the pond's dry. I mean, there was, you could see the bottom of the pond, it was dry. I was like, Lord. And I kept applying everywhere. And when I exhausted to the end of myself, and I would get it after supplying so many applications, thinking I'm doing my due diligence, I got to put in applications. And when I chose to sit and rest in my Father's word and in His arms, I was sitting there and my phone beeped, and almost like you're fishing, right? And you're holding that rod, and then just all of a sudden there's a pool, and you look, and the lady called me, and she said, can you talk? I said, yeah. And I called her back, and she says, come for an interview. Well, the interview happened to be in the downtown U of A campus on University Boulevard. And she says, the nail tech that I had just was sick, and I have a full day's work. Can you work? And I showed up with my box. And I said, I can work. And she said, there's a table. And she walked away. And I've been on the U of A campus working. And so I'm going to stand here and with a prophetic declaration where the Lord has put me in there. I've drove in on my boat and the fish are jumping out of the water. There is so much work there. And there is so much hunger. And I have been able to testify to girls. The Lord has placed, and it's so beautiful because He's placing girls that have come from Michigan, Washington, that have said to me, you know, I've been able to testify about how I stopped smoking, how I stopped vaping. And I said, for you, He can do it again. And these girls are keeping in contact. So right now I declare and decree over the University U of A campus, a revival over all the young freshmen, over all the university campus, a revival on fire for God. I strike the match now and I put on gasoline that it goes through that campus like ravaging, raging fire. Holy Ghost, have your way in Jesus' mighty, precious name.
This flag says that He's the King of Glory. So, two things. I gave my testimony this week, and I said, Lord, I don't know what to say. And He taught me, watch my eye gate, my ear gate, my mouth, my hands and feet, and my heart gate. Because a lot is coming that wants to steal my identity. And I said, oh, Lord, what do you want me to do? And thank you, Deborah, because He basically said, rest in His love. That the blood of Jesus is enough, that He's got it, the battle is the Lord's. And I said to a friend, when you get to the gates and you see Jesus, what's the first thing you're going to ask? And I'm going to give a moment for you to think about it. And that person said something, and then I said, Jesus, can I have a hug? Would you just let me be your little child? Would the blood of Jesus be enough for all my sins of my youth? Would you tell me when I'm washed in the Spirit and I've been baptized in water and I commune with you, any other voice that says that I'm not saved, I'm not loved, I'm not tall enough, I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not handsome enough, that it's a lie of the enemy? Would you tell me how much you love me, Lord? Would you tell me that you are love, and that if I get squeezed in the grocery store and somebody bumps my cart, am I going to be angry and moody and selfish? So, of course, that's what came against me this week. And I said, Lord, I need you to fill up my love tank, because something wants me to not know my identity. Something wants to steal my peace. Something wants me not to see that there's angels in the room. And I'm going to ask the Lord to open your eyes. Ephesians 1:18. I pray that the eyes of your heart, everyone in here, even watching, may be enlightened in order that you, may know the hope to which he has called you, and the riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. He sees you through the blood of Jesus, washed whiter than snow, when you obey, and his incomparable great power for us. Who? Us, the kingdom of heaven. For those who believe, that power is the same as the mighty power. Somebody may know it. Do it with me. He exerted when he raised Christ from the dead. Help me, somebody. Seated him at the right hand in the heavenly realms. Where? Far above. Somebody know how it goes? Far above. We're not in this physical realm. We're far above. Since we are far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion. How many? All. Somebody say all.
All.
Okay, all means all. And every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. So don't worry. God placed all. Somebody say all.
All.
All things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything. Say everything. For the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything. Say everything. In every way. Say every way. So the person that I asked, they said if they saw Jesus and they'd already made it there to heaven, they would say, why am I worthy? So if that voice is speaking to you, I tell that voice, if you agree, that you tell it to shut up, shut down, that by the blood of Jesus, my past is gone. Number one, I've been baptized in the water and the Spirit, and I've communed, I've repented of my sins. So guess what? I'm whiter than snow. Somebody say whiter than snow.
Whiter than snow.
Come on, somebody, whiter than snow. Come on, somebody, whiter than snow. Thank you. When I gave my talk and I felt, Lord, I'm just talking. These people aren't listening. And when I gave my talk, I said, guess how many sins I have? And somebody in this Bible study says, many. I said, no, zero. The Lord says that I am whiter than snow and my sins are in the sea of forgiveness. So if I am forgiven and you are forgiven, are we whiter than snow? Can anybody say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Get up. Hallelujah. And praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's praise Him. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing, God. Hallelujah. Folks, this is not a time to be silent. You can praise Him all day in here, but when you're outside, that's not a time to be silent. The world needs to see the light that God has given you. Can you say amen to that? They need it. They need it. Come on, hallelujah. We are called to show the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ into this world. It is not a shy gospel. It is not one that you hide behind, that you make excuses for, well, I don't need to be doing that. Hey, you know what? When God tells you to do it, you do it. Can you say amen to that? He said, you are the light. You are the light. The light. Ooh, sorry, man. Woo! The light of the world.
Yes.
That's who you are.
Yes.
What does light do? It dispels darkness. Can you say amen to that? People think that they've got things upon them that they can't get rid of. But you are the light that will show that, hey, you know what? Jesus will free you. Jesus will let you go. Can you say amen to that? He'll turn those things, those chains that you think you have,
right,
he'll break them. This is not a time to be quiet, folks. It is the time to be praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say amen to that? Let's just praise him one more time. Hallelujah. I love to praise you, Lord. I love to praise you, Lord. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your words that you've given us, Father, where you've told us to praise you, Lord. And we praise you this morning, Father. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor, Lord. We thank you, Father. Yes, Lord.
Okay, I'm going to try to be quick because I know Pastor's got a message for us.
Jesus.
I know you guys have probably heard in the last week there was a school shooting.
Yeah.
Not here. Thank goodness. It was only the second day of school. I've said this before, but I want to remind you guys that we need to be praying for these kids.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Every time you pass a school, if you live near a school, if you think about a school, please pray. These kids are navigating a world that is unknown. They have everything at their fingertips, on their phones, and every day they're told who they aren't.
Lord.
And we need to remind them who they are.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So pray for these kids, please. And on the other side of that, you guys, I also see, Deborah, you're at the U of A for a reason. That is no coincidence. God put you there. I'm excited to hear the testimonies you're going to have from that.
Come on, praise God. Hallelujah.
But I've also seen in colleges and high schools, these kids are getting baptized. They're having their own revivals.
Come on, praise God.
So
Hallelujah.
There's an uprising.
Yes.
And I want to do something real quick. If you're in school, can you get up here real quick so we can pray for you guys?
Yeah.
Come on. Lonnie, Devin, Ben.
Come on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Even if you're 83, if you're going to school, if you're on a campus, get up here real quick. Come on. Quick. Andale, andale. Come on, pastor's got to preach.
Come on, man. Hallelujah.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on. Hallelujah. Where are those other big boys at?
Okay. Will you guys just stand up and stretch out your arms so we can pray for these
guys? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the
Lord. I ask that you send your angels down, that you surround each and every one of these people that are in these schools. Lord, give them the braveness and the boldness to not live as the world and everybody else around them, but to be different.
Thank
to
you,
live as an example of your love, that they would be drawn to these kids.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And adults.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, they would feel a love, that they would know that they are known.
Yes.
They are seen. They are loved. That God has a plan and a purpose for their life. That they are not
Thank
a mistake.
You, Lord.
Lord, protect our schools.
Yes.
Protect all of our students in these schools.
Yes.
Lord, just like Deborah said, light a fire.
Yes.
Light a fire, Lord. In Jesus'
you,
name we pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, pray for our kids, man. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Okay. Earlier this week, because of the infection in my leg, I spent a few days in the hospital. The morning they were going to release me, I went into AFib. And the nurses were like, wow, what a coincidence. You're here because of an infection. And now I'm like, there's no coincidences. God had me there, and I truly believe
Amen.
That He did this to me to open their eyes.
Praise God.
That it's just not the infection in
Come
my
on.
Leg. But there was something wrong with my heart. So more testing got done. I'm now on medication. And there is no coincidences, y'all. And I just give God all the glory.
Amen. Praise God.
And the praise and this
praise
church
God.
And this body of believers that praise prayed God. For me and the ones from all over the country that I know just lifted me in prayer.
Praise God.
All week. I feel fully rested. I have to go to wound care tomorrow because it did leave a pretty good little hole in my leg. But this too will shall pass. And I will be back on the road again. God bless
Amen.
Y'all.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, sister. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, man. A couple of weeks ago, I said something in service. I said, man, you know, I said, sometimes when I'm playing the guitar, I feel like jumping up and running around and like Chuck Berry and doing something crazy. Because of the presence of God. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I said this. I looked up, and I see everybody just kind of sitting there. And I looked right back down again and stared at the floor. And my son told me, he said, I can't believe you said that, Dad. He said, leave him alone. You know, and I got, you know, I'm going to tell you, I got to apologize, but I don't want to apologize. You know what I'm saying? We need a people to know how to worship God. We need to go ahead and just release. Hey, don't be afraid of what people are going to say. What are they going to say? You're crazy? That's okay. Is that right? I'm crazy. I'm crazy about the Lord, man. You see, he's real to me. He is real to me. I might not be able to see him right now, but ooh, boy, I can sense him. I can sense his spirit in the building. Can you say amen?
Amen?
See, when two or three of you are gathered together in my name is what he says. I am in the midst. See, he's already within you. But two or three of us, then there's something else going on. There is an atmosphere that you begin to walk in. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah. I was playing my guitar the other night. And trying to play that guitar. And I was singing a song, and a song came to my heart, and I began to sing it, and the words just really, it says, and these are the words, it says, what's wrong with my people? Why won't they praise me? I've given them everything, yet they have no joy. Can I tell you folks that there's only one place to get a good dose of joy? Where's that at? It's in the presence of God. In your presence, O Lord, is fullness of joy. Can you say amen to that? How many of you know that God has given us stories in the Old Testament, and it says in the New Testament, for our benefit. So then we might know some things, so we might understand some things. Is that all right? It's like a grandfather talking to his grandson or granddaughter saying, look, really, you really should start now seeking God. Is that right?
Yep.
You really should, you know what, obey your parents. You really should go to school every day when you're supposed to go to school. I mean, say amen to that. Come on. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was in high school. Come on, man. Anybody understand what I'm talking about? No, you don't. Okay, I'm the only one. Man, if I could ditch, I would. Can you say amen to that? No. I had a nice car. And they would watch for that car. Some of the gatekeepers were told, hey, don't let that car go out the gate because it's going to take three or four other kids with it. Okay. I wish somebody would have said, you know what? Serve the Lord.
do things correctly. Praise the Lord. Can I say amen? Can you say amen? Let me just say this to you. The stories in this old book, they will help us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And this story we're going to talk about today is one that I love, and I know you've all heard it before. Oh, we've heard that one before. But there's some really good things that are spoken in this story. So I want you to just kind of get, if you got a piece of paper and something to write with, man, get ready to take some notes, because there's some good things in this story that really will help us today. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The word of God is good. Amen? No. Amen?
Amen.
The word of God is good. It's more than good. The word of God is good. The earth is full of the goodness of God. The word of God is good. Can you say amen to that? If you're having trouble with somebody, it's just that, you know, hey, allow God to speak to your heart, to speak to them. But don't try to figure it out on your own. Can you say amen? 2 Chronicles chapter 19, I'm sorry, chapter 20, going to start at verse 1. I love this story, and it's about Jehoshaphat. Anybody know Jehoshaphat the king? If you read the story before, the Jehoshaphat was a good king. He would even go and help. See, Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. There was another king of Israel that was, man, they kind of were always fighting, all the kings were. But Jehoshaphat always tried to help the other king. And even one of the prophets said, hey, man, why are you helping the enemy of the Lord? Why are you helping that guy? Jehoshaphat loved Israel, all of Israel. And this is a story that I really believe. Some of my favorite kings are David, King David. I like Solomon till he fell. I mean, say amen. So he fell? Yeah, he fell. I like Asa. I like Hezekiah. I love these guys, man. I love their stories. But Jehoshaphat has a neater story. It's got a neat story here. So here we go. Starting at verse 1 in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I'm going to pray. Father, I thank you for your work. Thank you, Father, for, Lord, the word that you've given me for this morning, Lord, for your people, Lord. Father, it's not me, it's you. It's your spirit, Lord. We thank you this morning for strengthening us beforehand. We thank you this morning, Father God, for showing us something that's right out of your throne room, God. Something for every heart today. Something for every person that's listening, not only here today, but later on when this goes out, they might hear something, Father. From you, Father. We thank you for it and we praise you for it, God. In Jesus' name, for your grace, say amen.
Amen.
It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them others besides the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. And there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there comes a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side of Syria. And behold, they be in Hazan Tamar, which is Engedi. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all the land, all Judah. Here's one of the things, if you're taking those, put down number one. Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord. Can you say amen to that? And he proclaimed a fast. How many love fasting? Everybody love fasting? Amen? Come on, man. Show me them hands. How many of you love fasting? You know what? I don't like fasting, but I love fasting.
Amen.
I love, well, deny myself. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I like those, what are they? In-N-Out burgers. I love In-N-Out burgers.
IHOP.
Oh, yeah, come on. Tacos, come on. Pretty hard for me to push a taco away. But when I'm fasting, come on, man. I'm fasting, amen? Jehoshaphat set himself to seek the Lord, and he called, proclaimed a fast. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, even out of all the cities of Judah, and they came to seek the Lord. How many know that sometimes nations need to seek God? They need to go after God. I believe we're in a time we're a time in the history of the world that we, as a people of the United States of America, need to seek God. We need to know what God is saying to this country. Can I tell you that the United States isn't even hardly mentioned? I mean, you can't even find it when you look at Revelation about what's heading towards us. Do you know that? So it could be that the United States isn't even an issue. Praise God, I hope not. But as according to God's word, he says it's up to us. If my people will humble themselves and pray, then I'll hear from heaven. Amen? And I'll heal their land. So sometimes it's time for a nation to humble itself and seek after God. I believe we need to do that as a nation. Pretty hard, but I will say this again. I am praying for that Congress, for the White House area, and the Congress, that the Holy Spirit would touch those people in a way they've never been touched before. That they, man, that he would put them out for 3 days. Can you say amen to that? Their phones won't work. Nothing will work. They won't even get a move around. Can you imagine the repentance that would happen? How many of you know it's got to start from the top to go down? Does it, that right? It has to begin at the top. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord, and even all the cities of Judah, and they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not God in heaven? Rulest thou not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in your hand, is there not power and might so that none is able to withstand you? Are you not our God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel and gave it to the seed of Abraham, your friend forever? Lots of questions. Is that right? Yep. I mean, no, it's good to ask God stuff.
Oh, yeah.
To go to prayer and say, God, what about this, God? God, will you show me this, God? God, I want to see your face, God. You gave it to the seed of Abraham, thy friend, forever, and they dwelt therein and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil comes upon us, as a sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then you will help. You will hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would have not let Israel invade when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. Behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession. Whose possession? God's possession. Isn't that nice to know? How many of you know that everything you have don't belong to you? Can you say amen to that? That's God's possession. If you got something that you shouldn't have, get rid of it. That's not his possession either. Not yours. Everything you got belongs to him. Can I say even your children? Amen. They belong to him. He has entrusted you to watch over those kids. Can you say amen to that? He has anointed you. He's ordained you to watch over your kids. Amen. And grandkids. Isn't that right, Brian? Ooh, hallelujah. Behold, I say how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which you have given us to inherit. O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us. This is probably one of my favorite scriptures of all my 10,000 favorite scriptures. neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you. That's a good word. That's a real good word right there. How many of you have ever been in a position where you never, I don't know what to do? There's only one place to look. It's to look at him. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do, God, but my eyes are on you. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones and their wives and their children. And upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jeiel, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite of the sons of Asaph, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Come on. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we're looking for. Rise up, O Lord. See, in the old day, in the old days before Jesus came, it was the Spirit would come down. But now, guess what? You all are filled with the Spirit of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
The Spirit said, rise up, O Lord, rise up. I mean, you know, I remember in my youth group, there was a song where we were singing, Lord Jesus, come down, Lord Jesus, come down. And the Lord checked me on it. He says, I am not somewhere where I need to come down. I am within. Can you say amen? The kingdom of God is within you. Hey, why are you singing these songs? You know what? It puts something in our mind to think he's in a distant spot. And he's not in a distant spot. There's a thing with a church that's today is that we put God in a faraway place. He's over there. But no, he says, no, I am with you always. I am within you. We are the temples of the Holy Ghost. We're the temple of God. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
So he's always with us. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're thinking, he's there. He's in the midst of it. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
If you've been born again. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Yeah. Are you born again?
Yes.
This is the question. Can you say amen? Are you born again?
Yeah.
So that when the Spirit rises up, he speaks to you. He talks to you. I was amazed that a pastor I was listening to me said, I have never heard God speak. I said, you got to be kidding me. What are you doing? If you've never heard him speak, and you're trying to pastor people, and you've never heard him speak, come on. I've heard him speak in little things. You need to wash the dishes, Henry. I've heard that. I didn't know. Okay, all right. You know. Oh, you shouldn't have said that to him. I've heard that. Can you say amen to that?
Yep.
I want you to go do this. I'll do that. Okay, God. I want you to pastor a church. Are you kidding me? I don't know. I don't know how. I don't see how a pastor could say he's never heard God speak. We don't know what to do. What verse am I on? I'm sorry. Verse 15. He said, listen, all Judah. And I'm going to say that to you too. Listen, y'all. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hey, lean forward. Listen. If you hear something, write it down. Don't forget it. Listen, yo, all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's.
Amen.
Tomorrow, go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. You shall not need to fight in this battle. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Set yourselves. Set yourselves. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not nor be dismayed, for tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face toward the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord and worshiping the Lord. Here's this guy, Jehaziel, that the Spirit of the Lord begins to speak through him. And he says some pretty incredible things. Is that right? Yep. There's an army coming against you, but guess what? You're not going to have to fight. Can I tell you that don't make no sense? Does it make sense? That makes sense. Not the way the world thinks. Not in the natural. It just doesn't make sense to do that. Can I tell you, folks, sometimes God's going to tell you to do something that seems like it does not make sense. Is that all right? But when he tells you, do it. When he tells you, do it. So when Jehoshaphat hears these words, the Bible says that he fell down on his face and he worshiped God. And I just say this to you, man. Humility is big with God. Humbling yourself is a big deal with God. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and the Bible says that he's going to lift you up. He's going to pick you up. Can you say amen to that? How do you want to be picked up? You want to go down to the CBD store and get a little stuff to pick you up?
No.
How do you want to get picked up? I'll be okay. I'll just get me a glass of Calvert or whatever. I never drank whiskey, so I don't know. But how do you want to be picked up? There's only one way that people in the kingdom of God get picked up. God, by his Spirit, will revive anything that you're going through. Can you say amen to that? He will show you. He'll give you. He'll help you. Because he says he'll help you. Does God not say that he will help you? Does he say that you don't have to fight this thing? Does he say that you don't have to figure it out? You don't have to do something that makes sense. Wait on me is what he says. So Jehoshaphat bowed his head and he worshiped the Lord. Now Levites and the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. I like this. I'm going to scratch it right here. They stood up to praise the Lord with a under their breath. With a loud voice. You see, folks, we cannot stay quiet. Amen. We cannot. You know, you can be in the midst of a bunch of people, and you know how they think. You know how they, you know where they're at. You probably sense that they don't really care too much about things of God. But you can, with a loud voice, scare the heck out of them. No. You can tell them, hey, man, I love you, man.
Love you too.
You're a good person. Why would you say something to somebody that doesn't know the Lord, something like that? Because they are in the image of God. Do you know that? That he paid a price for them too. Can you say amen to that? So you could say to them, hey, Brother Darren, God loves you, cares about you. You're going to find out some things. God's going to show them something through you by you just being who you are, a child of God. Now, if God tells you to say something to them, that's when you say it. But other than that, just love on them. Kids Gone Wild. Can you say amen? Anybody seen Kids Gone Wild? Yeah. Just love on them. Just love them, love them, love them. Speak to them. Maybe they don't want to talk to you. It's okay. Be friendly to them. Can you say amen to that? Because, see, folks, we got no idea what God can do just with a smile. Can I tell you, a lot of kids get discouraged because people look at them and kind of give up, oh, my God, what's coming towards me? They've had that all their life, and they're going to sense it, and they will see it. You never know what God's going to do. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Humble yourself before the Lord. Speak out. If they speak contrary to what God would say, it doesn't hurt to say, no, that's not right, bro. No, I don't think so. Because we are in a time, folks, that people need to know God. And you might be the last. Can I let me just say, I was put to work with a guy that his name was Dennis Day. I was working with him on this one week. I worked with him for a whole week. I had never worked with him before. He was a welder, and he was always welding in the ball charge area. And I was never in that area. I didn't want to be in it because it was so loud. These balls running down these chutes, they're just super loud. And I didn't want to work on that. But I was told, hey, you need to help Dennis today. I said, all right. And while I was helping him, he kept telling me, he says, man, I got this pain in my shoulder right here. I said, dude, man, all right. And, you know, I'm a Christian. What I should have said, well, let me pray for that. Let me lay hands on you, brother, because I believe God can heal you from that. I didn't say nothing. Kept my mouth shut. All week long, I heard, oh, I don't know what's going on with my shoulder. I mean, Henry, can you pick that up, man? Yeah, I was working with him. I'll do it with you. Came in Monday morning. There was a bunch of talk in the shop. What's going on, man? Dennis Day had a heart attack, passed away. I felt, I mean, it hurt me. I said, oh, Lord. I've never worked with the man. You give me 1 week and I keep my mouth shut. Just hurt me. And I said, Lord, I'm sorry, God, I should have said something. And I should have. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I wonder what would have happened if I would have said something to him, hey, God can heal you. Because he was living with his grandmother. When they went to bury him, the church that they were gonna that was having his service was Victory Assembly of God.
Oh, wow.
And in my mind and in my heart, I could picture his grandmother saying, God, just send somebody, send a man of God to speak to him, to speak to help him. So folks, we're not in a place where we need to keep our mouth shut. We can't hide who we are. You cannot hide who you are. Do you believe in Jesus? Don't hide it. Can you say amen? Do not hide it. Allow God to use your life to influence somebody. In the midst of a dark world, be a light. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. Kohathites, they stood up to praise the Lord God of Israel with a loud voice on high. The name of this sermon is called Propensity to Praise. Do you have a propensity to praise God? Here's this is the word propensity. It says an inclination or natural tendency to behave in a particular way. The inclination or natural tendency to behave in a particular way. That's propensity. I used to have a propensity to get mad. Can you say amen? Anybody that? I was a good tool thrower. Man, I had an impact. The thing cost me $386, I guess. It wasn't the best one, but it was next to the best one. I got mad and I had it by the hose and I slammed it down and it hit the concrete just right and it broke the body on that impact. And my boss walked by and looked at me. And it was brand new. I think I probably used it 3 times. And my boss looked at me and goes, any more of that? You probably won't be doing that much longer, you know. He got after me one day. He said, don't you ever throw a wrench across this garage again. This was right over here in Green Valley at Green Valley Auto. I was working there and Bob Baker came up to me. I threw a wrench and he said, don't you ever throw a wrench in this shop again. Oh, sorry, I just get a little frustrated. I don't care. Control it. I had a propensity to get mad. I was working on my lawnmower outside and it wouldn't start. So I'm kicking the dump. Hey, you stupid thing. I'm kicking it. It's a riding lawnmower. I'm actually kicking it. And I hear this, Dad. I turn around, Rebecca standing on the back door. She goes, Mom says it's time to eat. She was watching me.
So I told God, I said, Mihai, let me just say this to you. Forgive me for that pathetic display of emotion. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
It was a display that I didn't want her to see. See, I had a propensity at that time to get mad. I had an anger problem. God worked it out, showed me some scriptures, drugged me through some things. Can you say amen to that? He drugged me through some things and showed me how to control my anger. It's not my anger anymore. Because now, today, I have a propensity to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Something happens, praise God. Something else happens, praise God.
Yeah.
Something else happened, praise the Lord. For he is good. Somebody get mad at me and tell me stuff, praise God. Hallelujah, God. I have a propensity because I love the Lord. My knee-jerk rejection, can I just say this? Not every time does it happen, but my knee-jerk reaction lately has just been saying, well, praise God. It's okay. I've got a granddaughter that needs healing. And I believe she's healed. I believe the manifestations just hasn't showed up. Even in that, when things are going on, I sometimes go, are you drinking sugar again? And I look at her and I say that to her and I say, praise God. Praise God. I have to walk away. Praise the Lord for it. Can you say amen to that? Because my propensity, but who I am now, I am a worshiper of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And no matter what happens in my life, he is in control. I am bought with a price. How's that sound? I am not my own. How's that sound? So why should I get mad? Why should I get fearful? Why should I fear? Whew. And they rose early in the morning. I like this part. He says, they went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. I would write this one down. Believe in him, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Everything that God has said, his prophets, through all the prophets, through Christ, whatever he said, believe it. Can you say amen to that? And when he had consulted with the people, I like this consultation that was happening here. He appointed singers unto the Lord that should praise the beauty of holiness as they went out before the army and said, and to say, praise the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine this little council? They're going, all right, you know what we're going to do now is, since God told us not to fight, let's send the worshipers out there. Can you imagine what's going on in there? All these guys that thought they were safe because, you know, hey, I'm a singer, I'm a praise. Let's send the worship band out there first, you know. And they're, you know, can you imagine their reaction? Wait a minute, we're going first. I like because Jehoshaphat told them, hey man, believe in the Lord your God. What did they tell us? What did they say last night when we were seeking the Lord? What did they say? What did he say when the Spirit came upon him? He said, we don't have to fight. Can you imagine you being one of those musicians? Psh, psh, standing out there with your cymbals. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for his mercy, Lord, endures forever. Come on, man, walking out there. I would say, man, it was probably, this don't sound right. It doesn't sound like this is going to be a disaster. Can you say amen? See, God knows our thoughts. He knows what we're thinking. He knows that you think sometimes that he doesn't have a hold of you, but he does. Can you say amen to that? He thinks sometimes, we think sometimes, that God's not hearing us. That is a lie. That is a lie. You cannot go, folks, we cannot go by what we see. We just can't. We have to believe the Lord. We have to believe what the prophets have spoken. Can you say amen to that? Hallelujah. So they went out, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. And the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy another. Talk about confusion in the ranks. Can you say amen to that? And when Judah came toward the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, dead bodies fallen all to the earth, and none escaped. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches with the dead bodies, precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in gathering of the spoil. It was so much. Sounds kind of morbid, huh? Hey, let's go strip. Let's go get their gold, man. All right? Amen. But you see, back in those days, this was a blessing. What looked like an invasion turned out to be a major blessing to the children of Israel. Can you say amen to that? God is worth you praising him. When they went out there praising the Lord, they thought, man, this might not work. They're out there praising the Lord. They're out there praising the Lord. In the meantime, the hosts, the heavenly hosts, are destroying the enemy because they are worshiping and praising God. What does that say about you and your life? Should you be worshiping and praising God? Every day, every day, every day, all day, every day. Hallelujah. Amen. Does it help to praise the Lord? Oh, man. Psalm 69, verse 30 and 31 says this. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than ox and bullock that has horns and hoofs. What's it saying there? Better than sacrifice. God loves you to praise him. He wants you to praise him. He says, will you just praise me, is what he says. We are designed to praise God continually. Psalm 71, verse 6 says this. Hmm. 71, it should be 71, verse 6. I'm sorry. You know what? You know what? Liz, let's just go ahead and go to Hebrews 13, 15. Oh, there's 71, 6. It says, at thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and the horse. I'm sorry. Let's go ahead and go to Hebrews 13, 15, Liz. Sorry. By him, therefore, let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God. How? Continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. How often are you to praise him? Once a week when you come to church? Yeah. Could it be in your sleep? Come on, man. Wake up in the middle of the night because you got a cramp. Anybody do that? Anybody get a cramp at night? God's waking you up so you can praise him. Can you say amen to that? You can say, praise God, praise God, praise God. Oh, I got to get up. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 34, verse 1 says this. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall, what? How long? Continually be in my mouth. At how many times? All times. When somebody smashes your car?
Praise God.
Is that all? Is that the time to break this off and start cussing? No, all times. Somebody steals from your house. Somebody speaks some bad things to you. The Bible says all times. Why? Because it's good for us. Because we learn through praising God. Psalm 22, verse 3 says this. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of your people. I would say one of the best ways to get God into your situation is just to begin praising Him and praising Him, thanking Him, allowing your spirit to connect with Him. Pray. Oh, the Bible says He inhabits the praises. Do you know it's good to have God on your side? Do you know it's good to sense the presence of God? Do you know that sometimes when you're sensing the presence of God, He's also giving you direction? I went to see a friend that was having problems with at the church I was at, and I had no intentions of going to his house, but the Lord said, "I want you to go visit him." I said, "Lord, now, right now." He said, "Go visit him now." So I drove over to his house, knocked on his door, and he opens it and he goes, "Henry, what are you doing here?" I said, "The Lord wants me to talk with you." I had no idea what to say. All I know is God said, "Go see him." Go in the house. We sat down. He talked and talked and talked and talked. And he kept talking and talking and talking. And then he looks at me. I said, "Well, okay." And I said, and the Lord said to me, "Go ahead and go home." Now? Got nothing for me to say. He had nothing for the whole time he was talking to me. I felt like I was wearing one of those little Jewish caps, the beanies. My head was buzzing, but he wasn't saying anything to me. But when the brother stopped talking, he said, "Go ahead and go home." I got up. I said, "Hey," and he looks at me. He goes, "Are we going to pray?" I said, "Unless you want to pray." He goes, "Well, I said everything I need to say." I said, "Okay, great," and I left. And I said, "Okay, God." Got to church probably 3 or 4 days later, and he goes, "Henry, I just want to thank you for coming." I said, "Really?" "Yeah." He goes, "Thank you." I said, "I didn't do anything. I didn't say anything." He says, "No, but I needed to let it out." He goes, "And I'm good now. I've forgiven." I said, "Praise God, man." You see, folks, God inhabits the praises of his people. And when you praise him, he inhabits. He's already in there. But the reality, the atmosphere of who he is begins to push on you and begins to where he'll speak to you. Psalm 16:11 says this. Since you're praising him and he's inhabiting your praises, it says that you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Do you see that? When his presence becomes on you, there's joy that comes with it. Can you say amen to that? Sometimes when you're praying and it may be in a bad spot and God comes on you and you sense him, I don't know about you guys, but I guarantee you, I don't care how bad it is, when I sense his presence, that dissolves it. I am lifted. And God shows me, "I'm with you, man. I'm not letting go of you. I'm always going to be with you." In his presence, there's fullness of joy. And what's good about joy, having fullness of joy? Nehemiah 8:10, the last part of Nehemiah 8:10 says this. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. God pours his joy into you and it will strengthen you. Can I just say the presence of God, sickness can't dwell within the presence of God. Does that make sense to you? Sickness has no position. It can't stand up and say, "God, hey, I'm going to sit here with him, can I?" No. God said, "No, you get out of here." It's time to spend time in the presence of God and watch your body react. Can I say amen to that?
Amen.
I will tell you, watch yourself react to the presence of God. You watch how much better you feel because you've been in God's presence. You watch how much the pain dissolves because you've been in God's presence. Can I say amen to that?
Amen.
That's just who God is.
Amen.
The more you get into his presence, the stronger you'll be. Psalm 47, verses 6 through 8, just this is the last one, says this: sing praises to God. Don't you like that? Sing praises. Brother David, I don't know, I'm not sure who wrote this one, but David, are you repeating yourself? It says, sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises. Come on, man. All right. Okay. All right. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises, for God is the King of all the earth. Is he not? He is. Sing praises with understanding. God reigns over the heathen. Can you say amen? I don't care how bad it looks out there, folks. I don't care. It doesn't matter. God reigns. He's reigning. He's ruling. And you might say, well, he's not doing a very good job. I think he's doing a wonderful job. Because what he's doing is speaking to people like you to go out and just be the light of the world. God reigns over the heathen. God sits upon the throne of his holiness. Can you say amen to that?
No.
How many of you know that God, ain't nothing going to take him off that throne? Can you say amen?
That's it.
That he can't be removed. Cannot be impeached. Can you say amen? Can you stand? Can you all stand? Let's stand up. Hallelujah. He cannot and will never. Not take his eyes off what's going on. He's always, always, always in charge. Can you say amen? What do you think of a dirty bomb has it going off? Is that a dirty bomb? They call it an atomic bomb that's been stolen or something. What do you think? God won't let it. It's not going to, I mean, God says, hey, things are going to happen when I say they're going to happen. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
When I say it's good, can you say amen?
Amen.
He rules over the heathen. Can I tell you that he puts our, whoever is in charge of a nation, God places that person there. Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
Huh. Ah, that's right. That's right. Doesn't matter who they are. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He said he puts up one, takes it down, puts up another. Is that right?
Right. Yep.
There's folks that are worried about an election this year. And I've gotten in a little bit of that. I go, But when I look, I say, Lord, I don't need to be even worried about this stuff. Because God is in control. Oh, I tell you, go out and vote. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to say, well, you just lay back and enjoy. Hey, go out and vote and pray. Pray for the ones that will take on these offices, because I will tell you, they're going to need prayer. Because we live in a world that needs light and lots of it. Can you say amen? Ooh, yeah. And you watch what God begins to do when we begin to praise those enemies, those things, those the ones that are contrary to the word of God, contrary to the ways of God, contrary to what God is trying to do. What did he do for Jehoshaphat? He turned him into a blessing. Is that right? Come on, man. How many are ready for blessing?
Hallelujah.
Blessing. Come on, man. Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you are on your throne. We thank you, Father, that we are your children. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would continue to speak to us and show us the way of your kingdom. The way, Father God, that you have ordained for us to walk. We thank you for it. We praise you for it this morning. God, I pray for my brothers and sisters. Father, that you would give them joy unspeakable and full of glory.
Yeah.
Full of glory, Father God. Even as they go out of the house this morning, that when they get to hit Green Valley, Tucson, I don't know, wherever they go, Father, that your glory would be seen upon your people, Father. I thank you for it, God. I bless you in the name of Jesus. Go out and have fun. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of Christ. We encourage you to keep listening and keep reading the Word of God. You can connect with us at welcometotheshow.org to learn more about our church and how you can get involved. Until next week, God bless.